Hello, thank you for calling Valley HVAC and Refrigeration. Please wait while we connect you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Mark, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Good to hear. So I got a little better news for you. It's not amazing, but so Google, our Google rep, right, has been working on it. They got us in touch with a rep at Evident directly. So I could forward you the message if you want, but a guy named Patrick from Evident said, hi, I can confirm that we are still working on your request. I'll confirm the next steps or an update once I receive one. So they're totally aware of the issue, and we're hoping it's corrected as soon as possible.
Okay, when can it...
He was real vague, man. He didn't really, like, say, like, a specific time when it's going to be fixed. I'm hoping it's good to go by tomorrow. But here, I'll forward you the message that he sent in our current email thread, okay? That way you could see it directly. Mm-hmm. Right, here, give me one sec. Reply was at...
And they can't go through another...
Yeah, so what I asked Perry, who he, like, runs the Google Guarantee Department, I asked mm-hmm. him if we can just have you go through Evident directly, right? And he told me, he was like, you're going to get the same error. Like, it's happening on all our clients doing it, you know? So, you know, that's not really a way to do it. This has just happened, too. So... If I knew about it beforehand, I would have already told you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but they are on top of it. Trust me, we want to get all our clients as approved as fast as possible. At least everything else has already been created. We're just waiting to be able to submit that ID, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said you'd done it before. It's like super easy, man. You'll get like a text, you scan the front and back and send it over. And then it should be good to go.
Yeah. Now, as far as it goes, they can't go through any other background check company?
So there's Pinkerton is the other one, but Google, like, randomly selects it. So there's no way for us to, like, manually change it to Pinkerton. So we're kind of stuck with Evident at this time on your particular account. So we just need an update from them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, an update from Google.
From Evident specifically. Because what's happening, like, when the link goes to send, what Perry told me is it just spins. Like, it's not actually, like, giving us the link. So I forward you the message from the Evident rep directly, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, we were trying it because we have like a Google rep that we go through. We were trying to sort it out with them. That's what we typically do if there's anything like this. You know, I've never seen this issue, but Evident, they just connected us with like the Evident rep directly. So hopefully that just kind of speeds it up too, you know?
Yeah.
So they sent the message way earlier, but I know we had a call at 3. That's why I just waited to call you, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm hoping that they start something soon, you know?
I hope so, too. Everything else is already created, you know what I'm saying? So we just need to get that link to you. And typically, that link doesn't take long to, like, approve, you know?
Yeah. Now, once again, you know, now, are these going to be ad campaigns with my company, or how is this going to be?
So it's not a pay-per-click. It'll say sponsored in the Google Guaranteed section, but it's pay-per-qualified mm-hmm. lead. So you're not paying every time you're clicked on. You're only paying when a lead comes through to you, and you either schedule an estimate or you quote them over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me see here. There was something else. How would I be listed? Would I be listed in the maps also?
No, so it'll be above the maps. It's above the maps and it's above the ads. It's the very first thing that shows when you do a Google search.
Okay, because I was wondering if people are going to actually look at the map and see what's closer, or how they're going to actually do it. You know what I mean?
Right. The map section, like you're on your base program, they're already optimizing that for you. This is just going to put you even above that, you know, and it's going to target all of your area instead of just your local area, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Now, and then the next thing is, I guess I got to talk to Local Splash because they haven't updated.
I'm with Local Splash. Yeah, I'm with Local Splash. Yeah. I'm just in a different department. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was meaning. I'm sorry. As far as it goes, with my reviews, they have not updated the reviews. Now, when I log in to, when I actually, search my company on Google, it does show that I got more reviews than what, Local Splash is showing.
So the reviews aren't syncing. Okay. Hold on. Give me one quick second here. Okay.
Oh, no, now. Nope. Let me see here. It's only showing 5 reviews here.
Okay. So I see on the Google business profile currently, it's 1 review on there, right?
Nope.
No, you're seeing 5 reviews. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're seeing that. I get what you were saying now. So I do need to submit this over to client support. That way the tech side could see exactly what you're talking about, you know?
Yeah, because what I did is there's some people that said that they had took and did my reviews for me. And I was like, it wasn't coming up. And it was like, we did it. We did it this time. So what I ended up doing is I logged in. I just Googled my name, the company name, and it shows 8 next to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at a 4.9. Somebody messed around and gave me 4 instead of 5. and it dropped me down to 4.9. Now, can
right.
they change that themselves?
The actual person has to change it. Yes, they can change it.
Okay.
But, like, you can't change it. We can't change it. They would have to actually change it on their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. So, and that's what did, you know, cause I reached out and they're like, what happened here? Said I was going to get 5 stars and he's like, oh. So
I always leave.
I don't know if they can change it or not.
You know?
You know, and it's a chick too, you know, and I don't know.
Right. I get you, man. So, I said all the reviews aren't listing. So you see, when you go on there, you see 5 reviews, you said, or 8?
When I go, I see 5 on their dashboard.
Okay.
And they didn't even, cause normally they'll send me a text message saying, hey, you have new reviews there in. And
right.
I did not get none of that. And I don't know if it's because they gave the credit for this month or what.
No, it shouldn't have, the credit shouldn't have affected like the reviews at all. So yeah, let me submit this over to them. I'm going to have somebody on the client support side. I just submitted it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just expect a call from our 877 number and they should be able to like see what's going on with that.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for letting me know that too. Just a heads up, because I deal with the reviews on Google Guaranteed, like to make sure you have enough to qualify, yada yada yada. So when people leave reviews too, they need to leave it from a Google account. So like if they leave it from like a Yahoo or like an Outlook or something like that, those reviews won't post.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's one thing that you know. I wish was different with Google, but they have to leave the review from a Google account in order for it to post.
Okay.
And most people you run into will have Gmail, but you'll run into it sometimes where, like, somebody has a Yahoo or, you know, something different, you know.
Yep, and that's where I think a few of my reviews got lost at.
Okay.
They got Yahoo's, and they all don't have Google.
Right. So that might be it too. But they'll be able to check, you know, to make sure, cause sometimes Google, for whatever reason, cause I've left reviews for clients too, right, that are like local, and I leave it on there and it posts right away. But sometimes Google waits like 48 hours for it to post. Like it's weird, you know? So they'll be able to go in and see if there's reviews pending even, you know?
Okay. Perfect.
All right, and the Google guarantee thing, I promise you we're on it. We're just waiting for this Evident guy to get back to us on it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping he gets back soon or they get it, you know, straightened out pretty quick.
Evident's always been amazing, man, you know? So this is the first time I've encountered this where that link doesn't go through. So I'm hoping, and now we're connected with, like, the rep from there specifically, so I'm hoping it just speeds it up for us, you know?
Me and you both. I'm going to get a call through and then later, tomorrow, you know.
100%. They told me, so I'm in a chat with our Google guarantee technicians, like, they told me as soon as they get an update, they're going to post it in there, so I'll know right away.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right, perfect. All right, yeah. So I submitted that client support call to you, so look out from that, from our 877 number, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Kenneth. Have a great rest of your day, sir. I'm sorry, Mark.
Too.
Yeah. I apologize. All right. Bye, brother.
All right. Bye.